Now, if you're feeling a little restless from being cooped up at home for the past little while, you can spend some time at one of Wisconsin's state parks. They're still open under Governor Evers' Safer at Home order, and they're waiving entrance fees for now. There are more than 60 parks and recreation areas, not to mention 44 state trails. The Department of Natural Resources says getting outdoors has both physical and mental benefits. But before you jump in the car and head on over, there are a few measures you need to be aware of to help limit the spread of COVID-19. Preston Cole is the secretary of the Wisconsin DNR. Secretary Cole, good to have you back on the show.
Well, thanks for having me. What an exciting time it is for us to talk about state parks as a way we can calm ourselves down for the modern day circumstances the country, if not the world, finds itself in.
Well, before we get to some of the fun stuff about the state parks and some of the yellow flags before we head out, can you talk about why state parks were kept open under the Safer at Home order in the first place?
Well, Governor Evers issued the order that said outdoor recreation is an essential activity. So by proxy, outdoor recreation, parks, hunting, fishing, all those activities are in play as it relates to the state of Wisconsin. And quite frankly, many of those are in play in states around the Great Lakes as well. I believe the governor and others believe that these types of activities help us as humans, but quite frankly, it's an essential activity for public health.
To keep us safe there, the Safer at Home order says we should practice social distancing, 6 feet apart from other people, and limit groups. Can you talk about how that applies at our state parks right now?
Yeah, one of the reasons that we, you know, paid attention to making parks, no fee associated, is that people would gather at our kiosk and park there or get their entrance fee paid. So, lucky for us and lucky for the public is that we're able to practice social distancing, offer a waiver to fees associated with our state parks and trails and state forests. And while the buildings where our staff is may be closed, there are staff on site to go out and remind folks about social distancing, whether at our bathrooms, whether at our trailheads, where they should be practicing the governor's edict. And so, quite frankly, we are well aware of the circumstances. And quite frankly, there's on occasion it occurs and staff addresses it on a particular park.
What kind of things aren't going on at the parks right now under the Safer at Home order?
Well, our naturalists who do walks and talks with children, those activities, camping is closed at this point in time, and we'll be reevaluating that later in the spring. And, you know, it's the guided tours and those types of things that where people would congregate to listen to our naturalists, hear from others, owl prowls to nature walks, and those activities are not going on at our state parks.
When you mentioned that there'd be reevaluations, what are you going to be weighing at? Whether or not people can start camping again?
Well, again, camping is something where people gather, and we have, quite frankly, showering facilities where people may line up to shower and the like. And so we have to see where the guidance comes from as it relates to not only the president, but the governor and our public health officials to see if camping should remain in play because of the increased opportunities where social distancing may be a challenge.
Now, I know a lot of us make big plans to go on big trips to state parks. I understand the DNR is encouraging us to keep it more local right about now. What are you hoping people are doing?
Well, what a wonderful opportunity to visit some of the county parks and state parks that are in close proximity to you, and reminding folks that the governor's edict doesn't allow us to travel great distances from our home base. We think it provides a wonderful opportunity for individuals who have yet to finish some of our lesser known parks and see another park for what it's worth. And because our state parks are valuable, specifically this time of year as spring bud starts to break and wildlife begins to move around and things begin to break ground and welcoming spring back in. And so we love the notion of getting away from the tried and true parks that you've gone to and try something new within the governor's edict.
We're talking to Wisconsin DNR Secretary Preston Cole. State parks are open. They're encouraging people to go to them, but keep it safe. Ensure that you have a safe distance. Don't drive super far to go to parks. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite state park in your area? Maybe a lesser known one that your neighbors might want to check out. Call in at 800-642-1234. Secretary Cole, what kind of resources are there to help us find those state parks that are, you know, not on the beaten path?
Well, I'm going to ask people to go to dnr.wi.gov, and that's the DNR website, and that provides a wonderful opportunity to look at all of our properties spread around the state. Our trails, our state forests, our parks, our natural areas, all are open for the public to partake.
And speaking of websites, we've got a link to the DNR's COVID-19 webpage. You can find that at wpr.org/centraltime. Now, camping, of course, off the table right now. What kinds of activities are going on at state parks that people can still enjoy?
Again, fishing is certainly an opportunity. Hiking, birding, those types of quiet activities, most often done by, you know, a couple, three people or on your own, still allows us the solitude to quiet our stuff down, participate in outdoor recreation. And the calming effect of that, we believe, is what the doctor ordered specifically for times like this.
Now, I know some of the most popular state parks at their peak on a nice day, places like Devil's Lake, can be pretty hard to social distance. Are you doing things to make sure that some of the more popular parks don't end up at too high a capacity?
Absolutely. Again, our law enforcement will be making sweeps. I've asked staff to take pictures so that we can let staff know that they should be doing their periodic rounds, specifically on trails and in trails, and get out of the office and getting out of our trucks and reminding folks. And on occasion, we've had folks come to our restrooms. We do not want to close parks, nor do we want to close restrooms. We're just asking the visiting public to do the responsible thing and practice social distancing. And our goal here is, there's enough space in some of our parks, you know, the granddaddy of them all. We have, you know, parks in the northern part of the state of Wisconsin. For those folks who live close to that, it's 236,000 acres. I could lose a whole city in 236,000 acres. And so I just want to remind folks, let's get out on the landscape, be careful, practice social distancing, and enjoy that park and all it has to offer.
We're talking about Wisconsin State Parks with Preston Cole, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you gone out and visited any state parks since the Safer at Home order was put into place? Do you have a favorite state park or trail in your local area? Have you discovered some new parks, some new natural areas, a state or otherwise, in your own backyard since we're not traveling so far these days? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking about Wisconsin state parks and trails. They are still open under Governor Evers' Safer at Home order, but the Department of Natural Resources is urging people to stay 6 feet apart and limit groups to fewer than 10. Preston Cole is our guest. He's the Secretary of the Wisconsin DNR, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. What is your favorite state park or trail, especially one in your own part of the state, your local area? Have you gotten out to spend time at one since the Safer at Home order was put into place? What questions do you have about COVID-19 policies at state parks? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll go to your calls now. Jeff is with us in Hurley. Jeff, hello.
Yeah, I had a question. You're encouraging people to go and use the parks, but, you know, how about people like that are going to just disappear out of Milwaukee that are loaded with the virus? They're going to be spreading that all over the county that's near me.
Jeff,
in their respective counties?
Jeff, thanks for the call. Now, you're encouraging people, Secretary Cole, not to travel, say, from Milwaukee to the area around Hurley. You're trying to get people to keep it local, it sounds like.
And again, the governor's order is to stay close to home, visit those parks and natural areas and state forests in your own backyard and your local jurisdiction or one city over. We appreciate, you know, the question that Jeff asked, which is, you know, people do worry. And we worry as well. And that's why we ask people to stay close to home in their own communities to visit these locations. And if there's not a state park in close proximity, many, if not all, local jurisdictions have a city park, a natural area, a boardwalk that offer the same opportunities in our cities, towns, and villages throughout the state of Wisconsin.
Thanks. Excuse me. Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. We'll go now to Jim with us.
Hi.
Hi.
What'd you want to bring up, Jim?
Oh, well, first of all, thanks, Secretary Cole. Great having you on. Thanks, Rob, for doing this program very kindly. As spring approaches, we need to be outdoors, the balm for the soul, as they say. So I got a trip planned to Point Beach State Park on Lake Michigan shoreline, just north of Manitowoc and Two Rivers, my hometown. And it's for mid-May. May 15, around then. What'll happen if I can't go there for the serenity of hearing the waves lap the shores and the sand dunes? What'll happen if I can't go in mid-May? How will that play out? What about people being reimbursed? Is there a game plan?
For those camping reservations, Jim?
10-4, camping reservations.
Okay, Secretary Cole, people who have existing reservations and don't know if they're going to be able to use them.
Correct. Again, the federal government has said they will reevaluate the process by which individuals move around the country by the end of April 30th, and that may provide us an opportunity to reevaluate what it all looks like after April 30th. And so the governor's order goes through April 30th, as well as the federal government. While his park reservation is scheduled in May, we will be paying very close attention to any future edicts that come our way that require us to remain in place and shelter here at our homes. That said, on occasion, the Department of Natural Resources may, in fact, issue a reimbursement relative to parks where something has occurred, a windstorm, a natural disaster of sorts. And so I would anticipate to pay very close attention to the DNR website. You can always call us. And again, we'll know more closer we get to the end of the month.
Thanks, Jim, for that call at 800-642-1234. Talking to State DNR Secretary Preston Cole about state parks. They are open with some restrictions, no camping, for example, but they are encouraging people to get out and visit their parks, get out and enjoy the great outdoors. Secretary Cole, what are you doing to protect the workers, the employees in the park system to make sure they can do their jobs but stay safe all the while?
Well, certainly it's the PPE that we have. Hand washing. Many of our employees that aren't in the parks are working from home. So I would say somewhere around 80 to 85% of our employees around the state are working from home. However, where we have law enforcement on site and employees on site, they are to practice social distancing and use PPE to protect themselves in the workplace. And what that looks like is, well, we're not going to gather in the lunchroom. We will make sure that, you know, there may be one person per office associated with the work that they have to do. And as they make their rounds and on our state parks and trails and natural areas and state forests, our staff are uniquely aware of the challenges associated in our buildings and on our properties around social distancing. So we've advised them accordingly to not jeopardize their own health in our state park system, and they're following that edict as well for their own public safety.
Let's go back to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Ken is with us in Delafield. Ken, hello.
Hello. I have a kind of a question, but what I've noticed is I live right near Lapham Peak, 200 yards off of Cushing Park Road. that is part of the Lapham Peak Trails. And they have these doggy bags for people to use to pick up after their dogs. A lot of the new influx of people coming out don't pick up after the dogs. And then the ones that do use the plastic bag, pick their dog's mess up, and just throw the bag on the trail. Then there's water bottles and just general garbage littering the trails now.
Ken, thanks a lot for the call. Secretary Cole, how are you encouraging people who are maybe new to the park system to be good stewards of the park system?
Well, again, quite frankly, Illinois has closed all of its parks, and so we do have individuals venturing into Wisconsin from Illinois. That said, our staff, while our garbage cans haven't been put out yet and our water hasn't been turned on in many of our facilities, and that's normal for us this time of year. We'll usually get those garbage cans, you know, in the month of April and May, heading from the southern part of the state to the northern part of the state as the weather tends to warm. And common sense says that people should be taking care of, you know, the enjoyment of our parks. On occasion, do we find individuals not doing that? Absolutely. So staff is ensuring that they do the early morning review of what the parks pick up litter that may be on the parks trails, and so that we can give folks surety that not only the enjoyableness of our parks from the walk, but just the visualness of taking in that beauty only gets harmed by individuals who don't follow the human code of picking up after themselves. And so I can appreciate the caller raising that particular issue. And so we have some responsibilities to get out on those park trails and clean up behind people should we have to.
Good message to leave us with, Secretary Cole. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us, and get outdoors as much as we can. I think these are times that are uneasy for all of us. And so our hope is that the state park system can offer a bit of relief for some of the anxiety that Wisconsinites are having. And again, the governor put it in his edict, and we are going to live up to that code and do our best to make sure that folks have a safe and wonderful opportunity in our parks.
That's Secretary DNR Secretary Preston Cole.